This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 199NUTS for $1.99.com. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
What does it mean for you to sort of have it be, you know, on Spike and have it be reaching this level?
Oh, it's a big deal for me, you know. I answered this question earlier. I fought on several, you know, Glory shows already. Yes. This was the first live on Spike TV. And, you know, I'm becoming the face of Glory, you know, more and more. And also because I'm living in the States, I'm living in Florida now for over 2 years now. And, you know, maybe a little bit ambassador for the sport here in the States. And, you know, I enjoy doing it. I think I gave my piece, you know, tonight. I delivered. And I hope that the kickboxing audience, the kickboxing fans in the States, they enjoyed it, and it gets more popular and popular. Yeah.
Does it make it harder having that role, being like the sort of face?
No. I actually enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's something that I've been doing from the age when I was 18, being you know, main event and carrying an event on my shoulders. Yeah. So I'm used to it, and you know, it's normal to me. Almost normal, yeah.
Sure.
Did you see any of Rico Verhoeven's fights tonight?
What did
you think? And any chance you fight in a heavyweight?
I've been fighting in both light heavyweight and heavyweight. And, you know, I'm a small heavyweight. I'm not a big guy. Right. But, you know, that was also something that I did because it's a challenge for me. You know, I didn't have any challenges left in the lower weight classes. So I moved up. But now I'm very happy for Rico. I saw he did a great job. He was the underdog. And he worked hard. He trained a little bit with us in Florida, and he won. And it shows that hard work does pay off, you know.
You said you wanted to box next.
Yeah.
Any idea who you want to fight? What weight class?
No.
Any negotiations?
Yeah, I'll be fighting in heavyweight boxing then. You know, my coach is Pedro Diaz. He's standing right there, and you know, I've been working with him for over 8 months now. And everything is coming along, and I think by the end of this year, I want to have my first professional boxing fight. Yeah.
How does it feel to be the most wanted guy or the most admired guy in three different sports? I mean, you're on top of the world right now, so
it feels great. It feels great, you know, and it shows that, like I said, hard work, because I work extremely hard, you know, my training and a different type of training. If I have to prepare for an MMA fight, I still have to keep my kickboxing on point. I still have to keep my boxing on point. So that means I have to dabble and make everything. I have the same amount of days everybody has in 1 week, and I still have to try to manage and do it all in 1 week, you know?
Now, being so skillful in boxing and kickboxing, mixed martial arts, do you feel like the baddest man on the planet right now?
If you say so, man, I won't argue.
Do you still work with Ernesto Hustadal, or are you totally done?
No. I work with Henry Hooft.
Right.
Henry Hooft is my kickboxing coach. He's the main striking coach for the Black Seans. When I moved over to the States, he came with me. He became the head coach, striking coach for our team. And, you know, it's coming along. All the guys are delivering, and their stand-up and their striking goes up, and gets better.
How do you feel like your kickboxing changed once you were exclusively over there?
I got better, actually. I'm focused more on my training now. You know, like I said in the ring after the fight too, I matured a lot, not only as a person but also as an athlete, taking my work more seriously and working hard, and, you know, just dedicated to my craft.
In the first round, most of the MMA guys.
Sorry?
How are the Mayweather's different than a lot of, like, the other more MMA or Muay Thai?
Oh, the last time that I worked with Mayweather was years ago. I think it was 7 years ago, you know. So one of my good friends is training with Mayweather, King Mo, but, you know, and he's a lot on Spike too. So, you know, you should ask Mo. Mo knows.
In the first round, you got a leg sweep. Were you kind of surprised that you caught his leg at first? It seemed like you were surprised that you had it.
No, not surprised at all. It's something that I do a lot, you know, and I catch a lot of people with it.
Did you feel you were totally effective in your game plan? Did everything you wanted to do in this fight, or did Nathan do anything out of the ordinary?
No, I have a lot of respect for Nathan. He's a strong guy, you know, and I was just very focused, and I just felt I felt ready. I was real calm before the fight because I knew that I put in a lot of work. And if I'm focused and I put in my work, I can take on everybody. Flyweight, highweight, middleweight, lightweight, sumo. I don't care. I just like the challenge. Just give me time to prepare and I'll make sure that I'm ready.
You fought Alistair in Japan. You two are tight. Any chance of when you do fight in MMA again, would you ever fight one of your teammates, the Black Zillions?
Oh, there are so many opponents out there. You know, why would I, if in the end there's nobody left, you know, there's always a chance that we might consider or talk about that. But right now, it's not even an issue, you know. It's not even on discussion right now.
Now, Tyron, they were talking earlier about you want to fight in different areas, whether it's boxing or MMA. What's going to be more important for you, the challenge or maybe the biggest paycheck that somebody can give you to get into a ring?
Both. The challenge is important, but, you know, people, you have to understand, the amount of work that I put in, there's got to be something, you know, that is going to make it worth it, you know, and that's we're prize fighters, so the paycheck has to be worth it too. It's that simple, you know, because in the end, I have three kids, they need to eat, you know, so it all depends. It all depends.
Is fighting offering an MMA fight? Or?
First things first, today I had this fight, and now I'm going to talk, okay. You know, and see what happens, yeah.
So you haven't talked about, you know, any boxing or anything up until the
first fight? I'll have my first boxing fight this year, for sure.
I noticed you don't use too many high kicks as opposed to low section and middle kicks. Do you think that your game could be boosted with more high kick focus? Or
no, I just didn't feel like kicking to the head today. No, really. So sometimes I do, because you saw my MMA fight, you know, in a World Series of Fighting, I threw a lot of head kicks, you know, but, you know, I didn't feel like it was something that was going to make it worth doing in the fight. Yeah, yeah.
Walk us through the finish. Did you see the combination coming? Were you
I saw it later on. I hit him on the body a few times, and I saw that it affected him a lot. I hurt him bad, and I wanted to go in for the finish, but, you know, he's a strong guy, so I just took my time, focused, and later on, I saw an opening. I caught him with a left hook. He went down. Again, I took my time, and later in the round, I hit him good with the left hook, and he was rocked real good, and I know that the fight was probably over, and if it wasn't over, I would take my time and try to finish it.
Tyrone, when the fight was over with, you got into Nathan's face and you said something in his ear and you kissed him in his cheek. What did you say?
You know, there was some bad blood between us, you know, but it's like the time that I fought him, I was a young kid, you know. It was 4 years ago. I was on top of my game already, you know, because talking about, it's not something new for me, this position. I've always been a consequent fighter, you know, always, you know, up there. And that time I was on top of the world, I was champion, I was fighting him, and the promotion asked me to hype up the fight, and I thought some smack and everything. So I told him, you know, like, it was nothing against him, I was just a young kid, you know. I never took anything away from him too, you know, that controversial no contest. It's not up on me, it's the commission. They call the shots, you know. So I just thanked him for giving me the opportunity to fight against him again, you know.